Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Northern Nigeria, a land of diverse cultures, where the sun shines bright and the savanna stretches, where the Hausa, Fulani, Kanuri, and others coexist, where the ancient cities of Kano, Zaria, and Sokoto lies. What a beauty to behold. But like every region, culture, and places in the world, the North has its own challenges bedeviling it. On today's podcast, we will be focusing on poverty, education, and insecurity. Now, we'll be looking at how these three factors have ravaged Northern Nigeria and the way forward. Northern Nigeria is a region made up of 19 states and is in trouble socially, economically, and security-wise. That is no news. The region has been battling several security challenges, ranging from farmers' herders' clashes in the north central to Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast and banditry across the northwest. Not to mention the number of killed, displaced, and out-of-school children. It is safe at this point to say that the North is groaning. Now, what are those challenges in addition to these mentioned that are bedeviling the North? A nationalist and an activist had a chat with my colleague, Muhammad Awul Suleiman. Let's listen to them.
My name is Sajid Baba, nationalist. I'm the national chairman of Tindray Youth Forum. Nigeria is a country, but each and every one of us knows his father's house. So I am proudly Northern Nigerian. As Northern Nigerian, I know what is happening with the northern part of the country. We have uncountable resources. We have bad land for farming. But unfortunately, due to lack of good leadership and policy, you see so many youths, both women and men, are suffering. Many people are dying in hunger and poverty.
What do you think is the major cause of insecurity in Northern Nigeria?
The major cause of insecurity is poverty. When you leave the majority or larger population, which are the youths, that they have the good health and they are powerful number of the country or the society, living without where to work or what to engage themselves on, so they will find solution for themselves. And in finding that solution, they will, can go for banditry or robbery or anything illegally, ways to make their resources.
But how can one in search for solution go for what is illegal and destroy himself and his society at large?
Because they are not being guided. Leaders are being elected to guide the larger community. That is why there are three arms of government: legislature, judiciary, and executive arm of government.
Hey, before you proceed in trying to describe the roles and responsibilities of the three arms of government, can we look at this issue? You said representation is part of the problem, which representatives have been selected or are elected to occupy positions of authority so that things, or they will go and make laws and make things better. We are in democracy. The power of electing these leaders are in the terms or in the hands of those northerners, especially the youth, because they are the majority. Why are they not electing those that can do what you are saying is supposed to be done?
How can you know that the leader has the necessary or needed qualities by looking at his face?
But there is an opportunity where everybody will come and present his or her manifesto.
We are all Nigerians, and Nigerians are good in writing. But the main issue is implementing what we wrote. Do you think we don't have laws in Nigeria? We have laws. We have rules and regulations. But why Nigeria is moving like a lawless country? That is the question.
Due to time, can we put together, what do you think, in 1 minute, what would you advise the Northerners, especially to do, to salvage themselves from the current problems and challenges?
Is the leaders, most especially the Northern leaders, the religious leaders, that is the governors, 19 Northern governors, the senators, 50-something senators we have from the notes out of the 109, the reps we have, and thank God we have the speaker from the notes. So all they should come together with the emirs and sultan of Sakatos, etc., the religious leaders, that is Islamic and Christian scholars. They should all put hands together to find a solvable solutions to the problems we have in the northern part of the country. And as in Nigeria, we would like a united country without segregating or separating one part from another, without separating or debating from one religion to another. All we want is justice,
thank you,
fairness, unity among Nigerians.
That was Segun Babae, nationalist there speaking. What can be done to fix the North? After the break, we would find out. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're taking a critical look at the problems in Northern Nigeria. Before we went on break, we had a chat with a nationalist who spoke in extent about some major problems bedeviling and holding the North back. Senior citizens have multiple roles to play in community development activities. One thing is sure, they're heard and listened to most times. So what is being done? Is there a near solution to the myriad of problems facing the North? The PRO, Northern Elders Forum, tells us what they're doing in their bids to salvage the North.
My name is Abdulaziz Suleiman. I'm the spokesperson of the Northern Elders Forum. I can tell you clearly that the problems, the challenges faced by Northern Nigeria at the moment are caused by Northern Nigerians themselves. They are mainly problems of the lack of leadership. We have lost good leadership in the North. We have been led by people who I can say are ill-prepared and ill-equipped to lead, except for their undying quest for political power, personal political ascendancy, and thirst for ill-acquired wealth. They have no plan for, they have never had any plan for the region. They have never had any plan for the development of the region. Our past leaders have toiled and carved a glorious path for our growth and development. People like the late premier who was assassinated, who paid the supreme price for standing by the northern common man, the northern farmer, the northern businessman, and the northern man and woman. But unfortunately, the leaders that came after them completely derailed from that path, deliberately also. They derailed from that path and focused mainly on acquiring political power, and mostly at the center. The northerner is always struggling to become the president, to become the Senate president, to become the Speaker of the House of Representatives, while not minding the condition his own people are in. You see, when we talk about security, yes, of course, there is pervasive insecurity in Northern Nigeria, general and pervasive insecurity that is being experienced in Northern Nigeria for quite some time. But it all comes around to the lack of leadership, because with good leadership we can stop the communal conflicts in the plateau, the communal conflicts in the Benue, and stop the kidnappings and banditry, and stop Boko Haram, and also take care of the Fulani and his cattle. But like I said, we lack, what we lack is governance. We lack leadership. And unless we realize that we are lacking in good leaders, we'd continue to have problems in northern Nigeria. About security, of course, there is insecurity in northern Nigeria. And it is becoming, it is escalating because of the lack of unity of purpose, lack of united approach to combat it. The criminals or the bandits, kidnappers, and the insurgents have sensed a huge vacuum in the political will and capacity of those in power to challenge them. So they exploit this vacuum to cause mayhem, to cause terror to on communities. And you see, some of these atrocities are committed in most cases in glaring daylight, sometimes even in the very face of the law itself. Only the North can solve its problems. We insist, when we talk about poverty, yes, there is poverty, but not to the level that is being propagated by other regions. With security, the North can feed itself and feed other regions of the country, and we can feed other sections of the country. But when costs of inputs have become prohibitive, when farms are no longer accessible, when costs of production are limited by damaging political interests, I don't think we can have that ability to grow or to produce enough food to feed ourselves. That is why we are said to be poor, because we have lost our means of production to criminality, to poor governance, to corrupt leaders, to elites that are bankrupt. I repeat, they are bankrupt elites that have assumed leadership of northern Nigeria. Now, about illiteracy, we hear and we understand the suggestion that the North is the most backward in terms of education, but we ask questions. What type of education are we referring to? What type of education are we using as the yardstick to measure this backwardness or progress? I think we mainly focus on the Western education as the yardstick for this measurement. So I think we are, the North is even trying, as it is, as a forum of elders. We are approaching this matter in two phases. One is to get the northern governors, the northern leaders, those who are in power, those whom we entrust with power, to realize the real danger the North is in. Because as it is now, they appear to be living in either in total isolation or in total denial of the actual reality on ground. We are also pursuing a program of mobilizing, sensitizing, and educating the northern population to realize, to know the type of quality of leadership they should go for, to know the powers that are entrusted in them in calling out leaders who do not perform.
That was Abdulaziz Suleiman. That was Abdulaziz Suleiman, PRO Northern Elders Forum, speaking. From the beautiful festivals to the Nok culture and the sizzling aroma of Dambu Nama, Mi and Kuka, everything about the North serves royalty and perfection. And all of this must be protected at all cost. God bless Nigeria. That wraps up the show for today. Thank you for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.